The Black Keys are our guest today on the World Cafe, and we have gone to the source, the home studio in Akron, Ohio, of Dan Auerbach, where he and Patrick Carney have recorded part of the new Black Keys album, Brothers. Other parts, actually a significant chunk, were recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound in Alabama and with Danger Mouse, who produced the band's last album, Attack and Release. It is a treat to be at Dan's studio, where he has also worked with other artists like Jessica Lee Mayfield and most recently the bluegrass band Cadillac Sky. I asked the band about the significance of one studio over another, particularly the legendary Muscle Shoals Sound.
I think the place kind of adds something to it initially, but I think after recording there, I think we found out that it really doesn't matter where we are. I think Pat and I, we do our thing wherever we go, you know, because we don't really spend any time in the town, you know. We just kind of hole up in a studio and don't see the light of day for like 13 hours. And then go to sleep. So it's like, I feel like we could sort of do that anywhere, you know?
What about on the technical side of things? Is there things about recording there that were good?
Well, that place, we had nothing. It was like basically just a room. So we brought all of the gear. And a friend of ours, Mark Neal, brought his recording equipment. And that was it. It was like, it was very minimal, super minimal.
Mark Neal is the guy who set up Toe Rag in London, and he's also the guy who set up this place, right?
Yeah, he helped me build it. He helped me with the sound treatment and stuff like that.
But what about the equipment? I'm looking at. I'm sorry, there are knobs and faders out there I have never seen. They're ancient.
Yeah, well, it took me a while to figure out what I liked, you know, and it's really just a super simple setup. Very simple console, simple design from the 50s, and just sort of works for me, you know.
Patrick, you were quoted early on as saying this is the album that you always wanted to make. What do you think made that happen now?
We learned how to play our instruments better. I mean, when we first started, I couldn't play the drum set. I could play the drum, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think that we wanted to make a record that, you know, since we first began, that had the depth that this record has, you know.
Folks, Brothers is incredibly deep, soulful, varied, texturally unbelievable. It's really a great-sounding record. And I'm curious, Dan, if from your perspective, the Black Rock Project and Keep It Hid, the solo project, and even your work with Drummer, did that being a part and looking at things a little differently influence how this sounds?
Yeah, sure. I mean, everything that we do musically or artistically always kind of helps us when we make a new record. We get new ideas, stuff like that. But I feel like Black Rock especially was influential for this record, because when we made Black Rock, we started each song, for the most part, with bass and drums. We didn't start with guitar and drums like we normally do. So, we had to simplify. I had to really simplify what I was doing and focus on the grooves. And that's really how this record kind of shaped itself, was doing that.
Well, let's hear some of it. What do you want to start off with?
What song do you guys want to do first?
Let's do Too Afraid to Love You first.
Too Afraid to Love You? Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
Never ending mile after mile. I just
Too Afraid to Love You, opening up our session today with the Black Keys. We are in Akron Analog, Dan's studio, Dan Auerbach's studio. And it's interesting you began with that one, Too Afraid to Love You, because there are you know, up-tempo songs in here, but there's a kind of a dark, gooey center to this album. I mean, there's that, and I'm Not the One. It's a really soulful record. Did that come from anything personal, or how did that end up being that way?
Man, I don't know. I think that it just happened. You know, like all the records we do, it's just sort of a snapshot, a moment in time for us. And that's just what was on deck, you know? We didn't really plan it or anything. We didn't talk about it in advance. It just happened that way, really.
There's some great keyboard sounds on this record. I think when I heard that on the record, I thought it was a harpsichord. Maybe it was a harpsichord on the record.
Yeah, that was an acoustic harpsichord.
Yeah. Which is, who's playing with you today? Who's
that? This is Nick on bass here and Leon on keyboards.
And that's just part of the kind of expanding the palette, which you've done all along. But
We've always, you know, even on our first record, we used a Moog synthesizer bass. So, I mean, we've been doing that since we started, but we've never actually done it live, you know?
The first song that came out was Tighten Up, the one that Danger Mouse worked on. Of course, he did Attack and Release, the last record. Was that something from that, or was that another?
No, we did that specifically for this record. That's the last song we recorded for the record, actually.
Huh.
We recorded that in Brooklyn in December.
I love the way it completely changes feel in the middle of the song. Did you cut it two different ways and put them together?
No, we just, honestly, once again, you know, we had no idea what we were doing. We just went to the studio, met him. He's become our good friend now, so we have fun working together. So it's just sort of like a little mini vacation.
Yeah.
Let's go in the studio for 2 days and make a song, and we just did whatever we felt like, you know?
Well, he has got such a great pop sense. Almost anything he does, you know, any genre just comes out.
He's great.
Comes out great.
He really is.
Black Keys are our guests, and I'm very excited to be sitting in the studio today with these guys. What do you want to do next? I could name almost anything on here.
Let's do Tighten Up.
Yeah, let's do Tighten Up.
Child, tidying up on your living just to keep on going, just to be seen. All the while I know it's such a shame. I don't need to get steady, I know just how I feel. I'm telling you to be ready, my dear.
Well, yeah, that is Tighten Up live today from Black Keys. I was reading some wonderful things that Mark Neal said about working, and maybe this has something to do with the great feels and the great interplay between drum and bass. It's on this record. About he would play 45s that has certain sounds on them, and not things that you would be going for that, you know, copying that riff or something, but for certain sounds. Was that helpful, or is that Mark's whole
I don't know. He played us about three records, maybe.
Oh,
so this Dan is... and I were playing our iPods. We were listening to more Ice Cube than whatever Mark was playing.
He played a couple rockabilly records, and then I think he immediately realized all we wanted to do is listen to hip-hop records. Yeah. So he just, like, vacated the listening room.
Well, speaking of bass sounds on hip-hop records, it doesn't get more sub than those. What did you learn doing? We should tell people that the Black Rock record is a combination between you and the whole Rockefeller crew of who all was on there.
Well, it was Damon Dash is the guy who helped us get rappers into the studio, and then we ended up working with RZA, Raekwon, Mos Def, and just a slew of other people.
Wow. Did you learn anything about getting? I mean, there's always to me so much low end. I'm sure you did.
We learned a lot of things. we didn't do anything special, honestly. I mean, we just. Bass was normal. The guitars were normal. Drums were normal. We just didn't cut any of the low end out. You know, mm-hmm. We left it in there.
One of the other things that. I'm not sure if it's new, but Dan, you're exploring your falsetto more on this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, have you been working on that or?
No, I made Jessica's first record and I sang harmony with her in falsetto a bunch.
Jessica Lee Mayfield, yeah.
And she kept telling me she'd have people come up to her and say, I love how you sang harmony with yourself on your record. I can sing like that really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went for it, honestly, and it worked.
You want to do one of those? Maybe Everlasting Light? Or
yeah, we can do Everlasting Light. Let's do it.
Never lie. catches me strike two. Baby, I'm howling for you.
The Black Keys, Howling for You, another song from Brothers, the new album, recorded at Dan Auerbach's home studio. And our thanks to Black Keys for welcoming us to Akron.